Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with local artists Joanne Worley and Kathleen Almeline about this weekend's Southeast Iowa Artist Studio Tour.
The Southeast Iowa Artist Studio Tour is coming up this weekend. Can you explain overall what it is?
It is a time where the community can travel and see what artists are in their community to view their work and to visit with them.
And this has been going on for a few years, correct?
This is our eighth year. We call it an annual tour. We're very excited to have made it 8 years. It means we've had a lot of support from the public.
And I enjoy going. It's nice to see some artists that I didn't otherwise know were in my backyard.
Absolutely. This year we have added 10 new artists. We have some in every county now. A couple of them are totally new to the program. Some have participated as incubator artists a year or two previously, but they're out on their own now. And we even have two nationally and internationally known artists participating this year, one in Des Moines County and one in Lee County.
We probably should remind people that this is a tour of five counties in Southeast Iowa. So we're going to Des Moines County, Lee County, Henry County, Van Buren County, Washington County. So those are the areas that we are covering in the Southeast Iowa Artist Studio Tour.
And there are a lot of different mediums used. Can you highlight some of the things that you could find in Washington County?
Well, we have photography, and this is art photography. There are two places in the Blair House and in the Almeline Studio 2 that is going to show photography. There is clay. The clay is by Devin Hansen, and he is going to show some of the interesting textures of clay. The Blair House is going to have John Evans and Michael York. John Evans is also a nationally known pastel artist. In Washington County, we're going to have Mrs. Smith, who is in Mill Seed. And then if you haven't seen Doris Park and Steve Maxson, they are internationally known. People come here for their sculptures to be cast.
Don't forget that they're the ones that made the Hayden Fry sculpture that was just recently publicized.
And unveiled.
And if you go through that place, you think, how can you make anything in here? You have no idea what is entailed in making a polished brass or whatever metal they're using, finished piece. It's just amazing what they do.
I had no idea until I toured their facility, all of the different steps it takes to get that finished product.
It's amazing, and a long, long process also, for months. We also have an addition to our program. That would be a porcelain artist is going to be at Art Domestique, along with a new painter. And some people really love porcelain art, so I wanted to mention that. Then we also have Marcia Sears Miller, who is a newly local artist, and she does some really gorgeous peyote stitching beading that I think people would appreciate. Then the rest of us, I'm sorry to say, are just painters, but we're pretty good, so we're proud.
Can each of you share what your favorite part of this tour is? I know it's a lot of work to get it all organized, but come the week of, what's it like?
It is kind of interesting to meet your neighbors and to be able to share what you've been doing in your studio all year. And so there are some new things. I enjoy experimenting, and so I'm going to be having some monoprints and some mixed media this year. My favorite is pastel, but you have to frame it. And so I have been experimenting and exploring some other avenues. Life experiences change your artwork. And so my traveling this year to Norway has influenced what I'm going to be showing this year.
And for me, it's the connections you make. Your neighbors and whoever you meet, I've become friends with nearly everybody that's listed in our brochure. And then beyond that, we've become friends with different art centers and art guilds. So you expand your horizons and your knowledge the whole time.
Well, thank you for taking the time to come in, and we'll have this full brochure and map at kciiradio.com.
That's been today's Washington Page with local artists Kathleen Almeline and Joanne Worley. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.